For those that can, without too much difficulty, could we kneel for prayer? Oh Lord, it's Friday evening. We're here before you on our knees. Lord, it seems very fitting for us to draw near to you in humble surrender, in contrition, Lord, searching our hearts, realizing, God, that you've again visited your people, and do we appreciate it. Father, I pray that you give this poor man the ability to preach and that you would bear witness to the word, Lord, your word. And I pray that you would search the hearts and those things that are lacking for anyone's peace here tonight, Lord, would you supply those things? And together we do seek you, Lord. We're going to be responsive here tonight and get active in seeking you, not only allowing you to visit us and to seek us. Lord, we turn our hearts to you and ask that you'd be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, good evening. I feel a little, out of step with what's been happening here all week, but I've been getting just a little bit of the overflow, and I'm thankful for what it seems the Lord has been doing here. Don't know if you can imagine in your mind's eye what it was like the evening that there were two angels that drew near to Sodom's gate and came and entered into the city of Sodom, and there was a man there by name of Lot who urged and compelled them to come to his house. And then the city, the men gathered together seeking to break down the door, break into the house where these two angels were. Though Sodom did not realize it that evening, it was an evening of visitation. God had said, I'm going to go down and see if it's done there altogether according to the cry that's come to me. I'm going to go and see and I will know. We see the justice of God there. He didn't judge from afar, but he sent heavenly messengers there and searched out that city and found it not 10 righteous there in the place. It was a time of visitation. But most of the city had no idea that it was a time of visitation. I want to talk this evening about our time of visitation and that God visits His people. God visits many people, but many of them don't realize that He has visited them. Have you realized that God has visited you? You know, this evening's singing was very beautiful, but this evening's singing is forever gone. You can listen to it on a CD, on a recording, but as soon as you're done listening to it, that space of time also is gone in your life. And forever we are moving towards eternity. We are moving towards that place and in that situation where as the tree falls, there it's going to lie. And you and I are on that journey and we don't know when the end of that journey will be. And have we responded right to God's visitation? Let's go to Luke chapter 19. Sometime after Brother Aiden had called and asked if I would share this evening some words here, this passage began to stand out to me and to somewhat grip my heart. And I don't plan to keep you too long, but I'd like to speak a few words to you about your time of visitation, our time of visitation. This week, as God has been here and the Word of God has been being preached and people have prayed and opened their hearts, there's been a visitation of God. Have you laid it to heart? Have you stored and treasured that thing up in your heart, in your life? Luke chapter 19, I want to begin reading in verse 37. The backdrop here a little bit, Jesus has sent Jesus has sent two of his disciples to go fetch a donkey, and I never could quite figure out whether he rode on the colt of an ass or whether he rode on the donkey itself. I'm not sure there, but he was meek in riding on a donkey, and many things were being fulfilled here. Luke chapter 19, verse 37, and when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, "Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Some of the highest words of praise here. And some of the Pharisees from the multitude said unto him, "Master, rebuke thy disciples." And he answered and said unto them, "I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately..."